A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kesubas Tzadi Gimel, Kesubas 93a, pagination is 185. We start from the Mishnah about seven lines down. Mishaya Nasui Shalosh Noshim Umeis. A man was married to three women, we'll call them A, B, and C, and then he died. Rashi tells us that the ksubos of each of these women was on the same day with no indication which one happened first. We don't have a time written in the ksuba. He married these three women at the same time, same day. And if you're curious if a person is indeed allowed to do something like that, to marry multiple women on the same day, so we don't marry more than one woman anyway because of Cherem de Rabbeinu Gershom, but if there's such a thing as joining marriages in Gemara times, it's discussed in Evan Ezer, Samach Beis, Beis. In any case, that's what happened. He married these three women on the same day. Ksubasa Shalzumane, the ksuba of one of them, A, is 100. V'shalzu Masayim, and the ksuba of B is 200. V'shalzu Shalosh Meos, and the ksuba of C is 300. V'ein sham ela mona, and there's not enough money to go around. There's only 100. Cholkim b'shave, they divide it evenly, and each one is going to get 33.3. And that's how you're going to divide this 100. This concept, by extension, is not just going to apply by ksuba and would be in the unlikely event we don't marry more than one woman at a time, even one after another. But by extension, this is going to apply to a person who doesn't have enough money to pay a debt. Likewise, we will want to discuss what happens if a person has multiple people that they need to pay for work that was done, and he doesn't have enough money to pay all the employees. How do you go about paying the people? So the rule over here that's stated is that if there isn't enough money to go around, so then Cholkim B'Shove, it's divided evenly among the people to whom you owe the money. And even though one is owed more than the other, they're only going to get in equal distributions. Now, our Mishnah continues to discuss what happens if there is more money than is needed to pay off the lowest loan, in our case, Mrs. A. What happens in that case, according to our Mishnah, is that we assess the people's claims according to the increments of money that are available. Meaning, if the person has 300 available, and there's a claim from A for 100, a claim from B for 200, and a claim from C for 300. So then on the first 100, according to our Mishnah, which is not the way we paskin, according to our Mishnah, each of the three women have an equal claim on the first 100, and therefore we will divide that 100 three ways. When it comes to the second 100, there are only two women who have a claim on the second 100. That's Mrs. B and Mrs. C. And therefore, they are going to divide the second 100 between them evenly, 50-50. The third 100, according to our Mishnah, only has one person making a claim for it, Mrs. C. And therefore, she is going to get that 100 in its entirety. The result is that Mrs. C, who claimed 300, according to our Mishnah, is going to get 100 plus 50 plus 33.3. Mrs. B, who claimed 200, is going to get 50 plus 33.3. And Mrs. A, who claimed 100, is going to have to divide her 100 with the two other people that claimed that first 100, and therefore she walks away with 33.3. That's the way our Mishnah approaches this question, and by extrapolation we can assume that they would have handled debts and workers in a similar fashion. Let's drop down, however, to four lines from the bottom, where the Gemara does a major reversal as to what we would have expected the halacha to be based on our Mishnah. And the Gemara tells us, Tanya, we learnt, Zu Mishnas Rabbi Nosson, our Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Nosson. But Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, Ein ani roe devarav shel Rabbi Nosson be'elu. I do not agree with Rabbi Nosson's manner of division. Elecholkos b'shove. Rather, when you have money that's owed to two people, multiple people, they are going to divide it evenly. As this opinion is explained in Shulchan Aruch Evno Ezer Tzadi Vav Yudches, the Mechaber writes, Kishayichalek hamamon al minyan hanoshim, if you were to divide the money according to the number of women who are here, yagiu lepechusa shabahem kidei kisubasa, the amount that would reach the least of them would be the amount of her ksuba. Cholkim b'shave, you divide it evenly. In other words, we do not assess, as the Mishnah says, how many people are arguing about the first 100. Rather, we look at the entire amount available, in our case, 300. And if the least among them would get satisfied in her amount owed to her by dividing it evenly, then you simply divide it evenly because she has a claim of 100, and therefore dividing it evenly will give her an amount that she's still entitled to. V'im haya hamamon yoser al zeh, but if there was more money than to satisfy just Mrs. A's 100, you first divide and give so that the least one gets satisfied, and obviously you're not going to give her more than she's claiming. And then you go and divide the remaining money in the same manner, which is that the second greatest claim, or the second least claim, is going to be satisfied equally with all the other claims. And when that person drops out because they've been satisfied, then we'll keep moving up and up to the greater claims, constantly dividing equally until we satisfy someone's claim so that they drop out. And then the remaining money gets divided equitably according to the other claims, even though some claims are more than others. Again, a dramatic difference between the way our Mishnah handles this situation and the way the Braisa with Rebbe and Halacha are going to handle the situation. According to the Mishnah, again, it is really in effect some degree of percentages. A person who has a greater claim is going to end up with more money even in the initial divisions, whereas according to this approach, which we use lahalacha, the least claim is not going to end up with one third of her claim, but rather she's going to end up with 100% of her claim before we start giving more to the greater claims. This approach is outlined as well in Choshen Mishpat Kuf Dalid Yud, and the Chafetz Chaim in Avas Chesed applies it as well, not just to debts, but even to the mitzvah of Schar Sachir, paying a worker on time. In Ahavas Chesed, Perek Tes, Halacha Ches, the Chafetz Chaim writes, Nire, if you don't have enough money to pay two workers, Diyechalek Mashe Yeshlo Lishnehem, you should divide what you have to the two of them, meaning even then you won't have given excess to the lower claim. Ve'ena over below Sullin, and you will not be in violation of Lotalin because you've made the effort to pay both of them and you simply don't have more in order to pay. But again, a tremendous concept, even though one worker is owed much more than a different worker, the Chafetz Chaim is paskening that until the lower one's claim is satisfied, they are going to be dividing equally in whatever funds are available. Yeshe Koach, thank you for joining.